From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have recaptured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto announced Joaquin Guzman's capture first on Twitter and later in a speech in Mexico City. The president credited the cooperation and hard work of the Mexican police, military, and security agencies. Guzman was arrested after a shootout with Mexican Marines in Sinaloa, his home state. The leader of the Sinaloa cartel escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the capture a victory for the citizens of both Mexico and the United States and a vindication of the rule of law in our countries. Guzman faces multiple charges in several jurisdictions in the United States. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear the men were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the arrests show how the U.S. government is working to fight terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Als Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State group. This is VOA News.